Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, another day of saving the universe using only the power of my voice. This is how Michael Barbaro must feel. Director Ward, what are you doing by the dimensional monitor circuits?
You mean the facade that I built to create the illusion of portals to the multiverse, Tim?
Yeah, that.
Just clearing some dust bunnies.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. I was gonna get a Roomba, then I saw this MIT robotics lab video.
Tim, I worry that you're losing focus. You have a job to do.
Right, but...
The job, Tim. Maybe for a LaCroix?
Yes, yes. The Zubaz of Waters, of course. The following podcast is not real. But if you wish upon the first evening star with all the hope you can muster, it will still be about 40-ish minutes of recorded human non-transdimensional voices. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please. Da 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 dee, da 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 do.
La 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 la. You seem to be in a very good mood.
Thank you so much. I just came from a date.
Oh.
With a goose moose.
With a goose moose?
Yeah, a goose moose. Arnie, please. A goose moose? It's a large moose with goose wings.
A large...
You act like you've never been outside.
I've seen a lot of magical things here, but I don't think I've seen a goose moose.
Oh, well, they are beautiful creatures. And I have a little present here. I don't know if you saw, but the goose moose gave me a manicure.
Oh.
What do you think of it?
Yeah, looks good.
Looks good? That's all you have to say?
Yeah, no.
It's a manicure. Do you know how rare it is to get a manicure? When Usador's mana runs low, when he's drained from his magic, to cure that, to fill it back up, takes so long, and I got a manicure.
Oh, you're talking about the bot. Like, you're talking
Stop
about
Stop staring
bottle
at my
hand.
Nails. What are you doing,
I thought
weirdo?
You were talking about your nails, and I'm like, they look the same. You need to get a refund on that manicure.
Well, it's free from the moose goose. Goose moose. Never swap those up, Arnie. Never.
Oh.
How are you, Arnie? Hey, nobody ever asks. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. We can move into the sort of meal of the episode. You know, your goose moose thing was kind of a moose boosh thing at the beginning of this episode.
How did you know her name?
Oi, that was her name?
Her name's a moose boosh.
Wow.
A moose boosh, the goose moose?
Yes, and the way she moves her caboose, I just want to smoosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Arnie, I'm surprised you've never encountered a goose moose before. They're very similar to Pegasus.
A Pegasus?
A Pegasus. What? If you ever get around a Pegasus during dinner, all they do is rhyme. It is exhausting.
Mmm.
I got eggs on my legs and ham on my... Well, nothing rhymes with ham, but you get the idea.
I see. So it's like a Pegasus, but it's longer than you remember it being when you were a child.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for asking, Chunt.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. I've just been... All week I've been wondering, like, was I a little too hard on DQ last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little too hard, but Arnie, you can't... Arnie, you can't beat yourself up because you're the greatest warrior in Foon. If you start to beat yourself up, you'll kill yourself. That's how strong you are.
That's true. You're right. Thank you for saying it, Chunt, because I didn't want to have to be the one to say it first this episode. Yeah. I am the greatest warrior in all of Foon now, and it's a big responsibility. I have all these scrolls, and I apologize to both of you that I've been leaving all these scrolls here on the table, of requests from people to save them. And I'm just trying to dig into some of these requests.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of them. Let me unravel one. Help, help, help. Bookcase fell on me leg. Huh. That just sounds like you need another person, not a warrior.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem appropriate for the skill set that's supposed to be the Grace Warrior Foon, but it does seem appropriate for Arnie.
Yeah, and I also, when I read this one before, and I was like, the way they say me leg, I'm like, I don't know, just something about it doesn't seem right.
It could be a pirate playing a joke on you. Because they've already got a peg leg.
Oh.
And they're like, bookcase fell on me leg. And then you go over there and they're like, ha-ha, it was wood the whole time.
Oh, do you think the pirates know you as Yarnie?
Oh, wait, am I going to start getting different names from different people?
Absolutely.
Oh, sweetie, you didn't know? You've already gotten secret name.
They're a secret from me?
Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
We can't tell you. That's how secret they are.
Oh, well.
You know how Ysor knows all his secret names?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not great.
Oh, yeah, that's insufferable. Speaking of which, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Ysidor the Ghost.
I am Ysidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tragus. The elves knew me as Fiangalak. The dwarves knew me as Zorin and Hoogstengis. And I was known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maestar until I completed my true purpose, defeating the Dark Lord, and ascended to the realms of Ephesius to be with the goddesses once more, but now this ghostly form doth remain. Oh, boo. Give me that life stone.
Sure, yeah, I told you last week, you can have it. I already used it. I don't like to use magical items. More than once.
Oh, and speaking of, here's a manicure for you, Ysidor. I think you'll be pleased.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I did feel like a little depleted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be really good. I was going to have a blue potion, but a manicure is so much nicer.
Mm. There's nothing more relaxing, I have to assume, than a manicure. Just like you and the boys, relax, get a manicure. Feel rejuvenated, feel beautiful, turn your truest form of blue.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that all the time back at the Great Halls of Tarakas. We just all go out for a manicure, and then for some margs, and then for some, you know, hat shopping or staff shopping, and just to make a day of it.
Now, what's a marg?
A margarita?
Oh, okay, sometimes they're just like that, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's not strange and fantastical enough for you from your boring world that I haven't created some incredible drink that's filled with magical powers. It's just a regular margarita that's filled with gnome poop.
Do you guys think that pirates call them yargaritas?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so caught up on pirate speech today.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
I think I'm really concerned about this guy who's hurt me leg. Well, not me leg, but he leg.
But he leg, yeah, he leg. Yeah. Should I save the guy that hurt he leg? Gosh, darn it.
Arnie, you gotta get out there. You gotta keep your brand alive. Because right now, you're on the front of everyone's mind, right? And if you don't do feats, if you don't keep this up, then people are gonna start to forget about you.
That's true. And you know what? An annoying thing happened this week, and I hate to admit that this is annoying, but I heard that there's another Arnie in Foon.
What?
There's someone named Arnie the Parrot.
Arnie the Parrot?
Yeah.
There's kind of a fun musicality to that.
So you've heard of Arnie the Parrot?
Well, now that I think about it, sounds like maybe I have
heard of his song. Does sound familiar.
Here's my question. How is Arnie spelled?
I have to assume, just by the way you said it, and the fact that Parrot is the surname, I'd have to assume A-R-N-E.
Shorter than yours.
Shorter than mine. That makes me mad. I have to. I don't feel good about it, but it does. It makes me mad that it's shorter than mine.
Arnie, new branding. Think about it. Picture this. R-N-E. Arnie. R-N-Y? Ernie? Ernie.
I'm not going to change my name.
All right.
Other people have to change in relation to me. I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
Okay. All right. Speaking of which, let's open another one of these scrolls and see if it's better than the lake one. All right. Please help. I am trapped in a tower. Please bring all of your gold. I help, help, help. I'm trapped in a tower. Oh, this is just from Rapunzel. She's just trying to get your gold again.
Here's a fun one. Arnie, this is a whole family. Help, help, help. Made pasta, not enough salt.
And you can see that the whole family took turns writing parts of that.
Yeah, so the kids have terrible handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, who are we going to help? We got to help someone.
You know, the pasta one seems like it would be the easiest, but I'm a terrible cook.
Well, they're just asking for salt.
Yeah, but where am I going to get that at this hour? It's going to have to be He-Leg. Either that or I'm going to go back to Castle Hawkspire and kill a bunch more vampires.
Goose Moose probably has a salt lick.
Well, Amuse-Bouche does have a salt lick. Do you want to use that?
I don't want to.
You don't want to ask Amuse-Bouche, the Goose Moose, to set some salt loose?
No.
Use the loose, Arnie.
I choose to not do that.
Boose.
All right.
Fine. I'll keep reading through these, but we need to have our guest on, I think.
Okay, yes. I'm very excited. This is a real weird-looking guest, and you know, that always makes me happy.
Don't start.
Arnie, we're all thinking it, but don't say it.
They're sitting right next to me. While I'm saying all of this, they got a weird squid head. Ladies and gentlemen, Squid Kid.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. Umvelt. Umvelt, nice to meet you, and nice to meet you. Yeah,
nice to meet you, Umvelt.
It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
You can shake this one, you can shake this one, you can shake this one. I'm cool. That's a tentacle. That's not an arm. That's a tentacle. That's fine.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Squids, tentacle. What is the difference, though, between an arm and a tentacle?
Arnie, what are you asking? Your tentacles you should cover with your pants. Well, except for me. I let mine hang loose.
Also, my arms actually have brains inside of them. I'm a neurosophisticate. Do you know if you're neurotypical or you probably
are? I think I'm not entirely neurotypical now.
Oh, okay.
But I am not neurosophisticate, I don't think.
Yeah, if one of my legs got cut off, it could still, you know, go around by itself. It has its own brain. It would be able to hunt. You know, and the crazy thing is, one of my legs would be able to hunt, capture, kill, but then it would seek to, you know, bring the fish up through all the, towards the mouth, and then I wouldn't have a mouth, but,
That's fucking bonkers and amazing. Arnie, I don't know if I've ever told you, but I am neurotypical. I play the fiddle.
Oh, wow. Do you play it here? And, do you have it here? Do you have your violin?
Usually around the fire, you know, if we're camping or telling stories.
So wait, is that neurotypical or neurotypical?
I guess I've heard it both ways. So Umvelt, you have, like Arnie said, you're really weird looking. You have this weird squid head, and then the rest of your body is kind of, I don't know how to put it.
It's a human body.
Human body, yeah, we'd say, okay.
Squid head, human body.
Squid on top.
Yeah.
Human body.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've been bullied, as you can imagine.
Oh, sure.
But I've been doing a lot of work. Like, the good thing now is that, like, you know, I can just jump on like social spheres or like, social globes and like post stuff. Find people who also are neurosophisticated, all different types of, you know, like. Kind of that like self-help stuff of like taking care of it myself. Right. I get a lot of encouraging messages throughout the day. I've also started bodybuilding. I did CrossFit for a long time. I was getting too injured though. So now I'm doing a like more gentle program, but I'm still building mass and
Some of that stuff is probably best saved for the social spheres, really. Some of the details about CrossFit.
Umvelt, Arnie may not be familiar with the social spheres because he is a man from another world. Also, he's pretty old. But Arnie, there are these crystal balls that the youth here in Foon love to look at, and they just sort of like doom hold.
Yeah.
They just spend all day doom holding these crystal balls, and they just... you know, they're looking at the swirling mists inside and just kind of like, you know, swiping around to see what shows up in the crystal ball.
Oh, I think I have seen one of those. I think, is this the one that's really popular with all the kids? Is it the face ball? It's the ball that you can just see the faces of all your friends. I think the kids sweetie. Are really
no one's into face ball anymore. That's like, come like, on.
Those are my great grandparents did face ball.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually never was on Faceball. And I know, like, I'm part of a generation that, you know, like, the balls can be addictive. You know, like, my mom, like, restricts my ball time.
Sure. Mine too.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, are you guys on Prick Talk?
Yes!
Oh, Arnie, you gotta get on Prick Talk.
What is that the one where you can see the pricks of all your friends?
So you've been.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, like, you don't have to... It's, like, totally different, like, algorithms and stuff like that because, like, you don't have to, like, get followers and everything. You can like stuff. You can follow, but, like, the thing is that the ball starts to know you, and so then it starts to, like, really tailor topics that you're interested in, you know, and it'll mostly let you doom hold... well, you can doom hold for as long as you want, but, like, honestly, I get to the point where, like, I kind of want to, like, look my friends in the eyes and, like, play some real games and, like, get physical, you know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, the other day I was checking my ball in the shower, as you should regularly, and I just was like, what am I doing? This is boring. And then I was, like, I went on a date with a goose moose, Umfeld.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you were talking about being inspired and being positive, and I just want to say, your t-shirt, I ink, I can. I think that is a really positive message.
Yeah, and I apologize in advance if I do happen to, sometimes I squirt inadvertently. If somebody surprises me or whatnot. And
inadverted. That's a fun... Squirt inadvertently.
Well, you're young, too. That'll happen.
Yeah. It still happens to Chunt sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, it's when I was little, it was like just wasn't a great while. And like, honestly, in the last few years, it's like a few times an hour, like it'll come up. It'll be I'll just feel like I'm just going to like release a lot of ink. You know what I mean? And but, you know, my mom is like pretty chill about it. She's like, you know, I don't have a dad in the picture, so there's no one really to talk to about it. But she's like, that's just something you can go figure out in your room. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And
is your mom, and I don't know if this is any of my business, but I guess this is a podcast, so I'm going to ask probing questions. Is your mom a human or a squid or some combination of those things?
She's a mollusk man. Do you know, have you ever met a mollusk man?
What is a mollusk man?
Well, it's M-O-N at the end, a mollusk man.
Mollusk man.
It's basically, she's just like me, except she's a female. So she still has ink, but it's
Hey, you don't really have to talk
rare.
About your mom's ink.
Yeah, you don't want to think about it.
Yeah, and people usually think she's just peeing when she does that, and it could be that too, you know what I mean?
Sure.
She sounds nice.
Yeah.
That's a universal experience.
Yeah. Well, and she sounds supportive of you in all your ventures and giving you space to figure things out. I think you should count yourself lucky. I know it's difficult when you're a little bit younger to appreciate your parents, or parent in this case, but they're doing the best they can with what they've got, and that's all they can do.
That's a good word. Yeah, that's a good word. And, yeah, and she's really cool. She's really, I think I have a good mom. I feel really lucky and proud. And, she's been supportive.
Oh, that's good.
Let me wipe, there's some ink coming from your eye here. Let me just wipe it away.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I've been really,
I don't think that's where that's supposed to come from, but that's okay.
It's really surprising, you know, like, because I not only, well, Chunt, I hope this is okay to say, but,
Of course.
You taste good.
Wait, what?
My skin tastes, dude. So when you touched me, I tasted you because, I can taste with my skin.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do you like the fact that you can taste everything with your skin?
Yeah, I don't know any different, so I think it's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Do you use like flavored pillows?
Definitely. Definitely.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
What I imagine it changes how you pick out that wonderful t-shirt you're wearing. You probably want something that feels good, but also tastes good.
Exactly.
She got to be in it all day.
Exactly. So.
That's all right. Don't worry
I'm
about
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. I'm okay. Sorry. You tasted really good, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Sure.
Should I cast this spell to make us all taste with our skin?
Oh, I don't know that that's
try
a good
it,
idea.
Dude. Try it, yeah.
I don't want to taste myself again.
Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with all of us tasting through our skin.
Whee!
Ooh, Arnie! Yeah. It turns out one of these scrolls is a fruit scroll-up.
What?
Put it towards your face. Oh, do you get that lemon?
Yeah. Isn't but it just good? Feels strange to taste it on my forehead.
Huh.
Also, why did you put this scroll on my forehead?
Yeah, that's something you could put in your mouth. How are your pants? Yeah.
How do your pants taste, Arnie?
I don't want to talk about it. Everything touching me, it does not taste great. I'm going to be honest with you right okay. now. Everything on my body surface yeah. right now does not taste great.
Yeah, I guess here in Finn we do laundry once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Brumveld, isn't this part of the sensory experience? Now, aren't you growing closer to Arnie? Arnie, aren't you growing closer to Umveld? Don't you feel a connection now?
Yeah, Arnie, I would invite you to, just instead of immediately saying, like, oh, I don't like this, I don't think this is for me, just say at first, like, this is unfamiliar to me. Okay. And then there's a chance you might come out of the other side of unfamiliarity being like, I actually think I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Umveld, during the break, while we all magically got the same ability you naturally have, you whispered to me that you had a question for the wizard, for Usador.
Well, is it okay to talk about the ghost status? Is that cool?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Usador, Umveld, how does Umveld?
Umveld.
Umveld.
Yeah, I was wondering, it's spelled Umveld, but it's pronounced Umveld. It's actually a really cool word, meaning environment, in some tongues of other beings. But it basically is describing specifically in the environment that you experience based on the limitations of your own perception. So, like, for instance, I would say that Arnie, among all of us here, probably has the most limited Umwelt in terms of him experiencing the world only in three dimensions and with five senses. So basically, like, Arnie...
What an idiot!
Well, Arnie, it's so sad, honestly, because you can only see red, blue, and green, and then the variations inside of it. But, like, so basically your sight stops light-wise in terms of light and color and all of that and how it works in your rods and cones and everything. Your the way you experience color stops at violet. That's only, like, three colors in. And then
I wanted to say this for years, Arnie. Arnie's got a limited Umwelt. Arnie's got a limited Umwelt. I guess I've wanted to do that for years, but I didn't know the words.
Your rods and cones suck, dude.
Yeah, well, suck your rods.
Hey.
Well, they're limited. You have limited rods and you have limited cones. And, like, it's kind of cool because you're also, like, for instance, you're limited by the language that you speak. You know, you can only think to the degree that you can, like, you know, really put words to things. But, like,
Arnie's
because
got
I'm
a limited
more of,
rod, whereas I have a sterling rod.
Is that right?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Nice. But I just, like, I think it's kind of cool, actually, because, like, the more we can put ourselves in Arnie's shoes and try to experience the world,
oh,
like, through the
don't put yourself in my shoes. They taste terrible.
I know. I did taste that. But you know what? There's, like, a little bit of vinegar in that. That was once an unfamiliar flavor to me. And once I moved through unfamiliar, I found something in the vinegar flavor that I kind of find pleasant.
Oh. Wow. Arnie, do you hear that? To taste a mile in your shoes, and she came out with something positive. I ink, I can. I get it now. Umveld, that's really inspiring. You're so positive.
Yeah, I ink, I am. I ink, therefore I am. And I'll tell you what, like, Arnie, in being a neurotypical or whatever it is inside of your Umveld, like, you can't really understand, you know, like, everything that comes after violet. Because, you know, colors just keep going past violet. And, And it's really cool. Like, honestly, animals, insects, plants, flora, fauna, stuff like that, and many other species.
Wizards.
We're leaving maps and directions and notes for each other all around you all the time. And you can't see it because we know you stop at violet, you know? So, like,
so
for
instance...
So what
kind of secret, colorful messages, yeah, am I missing right now all around me?
Oh, well, when you look at a flower, do you see the maps and arrows? There's basically landing strips and directions for the bees. Oh. Like, they're following directions, but all of the maps and everything are after violet, so you would never experience them. But it's a cool way for, like, a lot of other, you know, non-neurotypical species to be able to communicate with each other in kind of a secret way. It's really cool.
Wow. And all of that was a question for Usidore?
Well, I mean, there are a number of messages beyond the violet spectrum, Arnie, that are all around you right now. Chunt used the color Drivet to put a kick me sign on your back.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I have a history of violet.
Is that why all these animals have been kicking me lately?
No.
Unrelated.
No, they're just challenging you because you're the greatest warrior in Foon. Oh, Umvelt, do you happen to know, do your... kind or anyone that you know from land or sea, does anyone need like a warrior, like a deed done, or like a villain smited or anything?
Oh, always. And by the way, Arnie, congrats on that title. That's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. Umvelt.
Yeah. So, I would say don't focus on your limitations. Look at the positive side of you currently being. You know, what's your title? You're the greatest warrior of all time?
I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon. Okay. I accidentally killed Arnor, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. And you know what? Thank you for pointing out, you know, I don't think of how I perceive the world as a limitation. It's just different from how you do. You know, maybe I don't see things exactly the same way that you do, but maybe I'm really good at seeing things the way I do see things.
Oh, that's a very good point.
That's a very good point. And also, before I forget, I did want to tell you that, like, it's beyond violet. It's the color, but it looks like it's, like, there's, like, dribbles of, like, on your pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's dribbles of the color beyond ultraviolet on my pants?
Yeah, the color.
That's actually, I'm not supposed to say this, Arnie, because it's a secret, but you're my best friend, but... The Geesmees know you as Dribble Pants.
It's one of your secret names.
That's one of your secret names, buddy.
Geesmees plural? Like, it's not... The plural Geesmees?
Yeah, what would you call them? The Goose Mooses? That sounds insane.
Or Geese Mooses? That sucks.
The Geesmees, if you please.
Oh, I'm practically deceased from learning about that.
We all have taken this time, and let me reverse the spell now.
No. Now I'm tasting myself from the inside.
Oh, did I do that wrong?
I think you reversed it. Can you stop it instead of reversing it?
Yeah, I'll stop it. Is that better?
Didn't sound like that spell would work, but it did, and I kind of hate
now,
that.
Now I'm smelling my thoughts.
You're smelling your thoughts? Okay.
Yes, that's a new Umvelt for you, Arnie. That's great. Like, you know Chunt, like when Chunt is, you know, any kind of animal like in the canine family, that Chunt can smell time. Did you know that? That they can smell time?
I didn't even realize that. You know, Arnie, when I shapeshift into like a dog or a wolf, I do get a sense of like, I better head home now or time to get a meal. Like, that is... really weird.
I mean, I didn't want to say anything before, but you're much more punctual as a dog.
Yeah. Wow, okay. So when I'm a badger, I'm...
kind of fucking it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Note taken.
You showed up for the recording today saying, "Ooh, I'm just in time for last week's recording." I don't even know what that was all about.
Yeah,
that's one of my new catchphrases.
You know what I would be if I were you, Chunt? I would be echolocating animals a lot, like a bat or a dolphin or whatever, because like actually using echolocation at the same time that you're using your actual vision with your eyeballs, all of those senses come together at the same time and you can start to identify things visually that you've only ever heard.
Oh, and what if you are a dolphin with bat wings dating a goose moose?
Okay, let me shapeshift into a dolphin before. Body and a bat wings and a dog head. Huh?
Oh, that's dope. That Chant, is tight.
Chant, what time is it?
Let me use my echolocation. Okay. And now my dolphin body is being real weird. I don't know what exactly it's doing. It's time to poop.
Chunt, you know I love you, and this is a weird thing for me to say on this podcast, but too many things happening at the same time.
It's time to poop, Arnie. It's time to poop. I'm gonna let me shapeshift back. Oh, that sucked. I hated that. Too many animal instincts butting up against each other.
Yeah, that's difficult when they come into conflict like that. But that's why everyone's umwelt is so important, because it is how they experience the world, and we shouldn't mock Arnie for being somewhat more neurotypical, as we were saying before. And perhaps, it'd be valuable for us to learn what it's like to be like Arnie. Should I cast a spell so that we have human senses for a little while? Ooh. Earth human senses?
Yeah, so we can fun. Only so that we can only experience three dimensions. That'll be nuts.
I don't even
only
know what that's
going to
look like.
Yeah, I've never said it before, and I'll say it for the first time. Having an umwelt is a umlaut. And I'd like a little less. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like the human umwelt would be a less than a umlaut.
Chunk is even overwhelmed by the vowels. That's what he's struggling with.
Now, this is one of the more difficult spells because I have to suppress so many senses that we have.
Okay. Guys, you're going to love it. Having less senses frees up a lot of your brain space to just think about old pop culture. I swear, it's going to be great.
By the way, before I finish this spell, I'm going to put a thing in there so it just goes away after a few minutes. So that if I lose a sense that makes me like lose touch with magic, it's just auto going to reset. So don't worry about that part of it.
Okay. I know you're a ghost, but like if you die halfway through a spell, does that happen very often? Someone like gets trapped?
Oh yeah. If you're casting a spell and you die during the spell, yeah, you can summon like half a demon, or you can put up a shield around yourself that like kind of
or have like an office space situation.
You sure?
What's that now?
An office space situation where you're being hypnotized to relax, but then the hypnotist dies halfway through, and then that's the premise for the whole movie, although people forget that part. Guys, what I'm saying
I can't wait to experience this myself.
Getting rid of all these senses is going to make you think about that stuff more.
I can't believe you're not done with the spell, because like you're only halfway there, and I already am like strangely thinking about the NFL. It's so weird.
I'm shocked that Eastor can build timers into his spells. I never knew that.
It really makes me think of all the time he's fucked up in the past and not used these safeguards.
Is this it? Are we there?
Hey, dude. Back off, dude.
I've never related to you guys so much before this moment.
Shut up, dude.
Homo sapien umwelt.
Yeah, dude. Whatever, dude. You shut up.
Whatever, dude. You shut
Whatever,
up, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Come on, dude. Back up, dude.
Dude, I'm hungry. Let's order a pizza.
Oh, pizza sounds so good.
Other dudes, back me up here with this dude.
Come on, dude. Let's go.
Have you ever thought about, like, honestly, because Chunt just took a shit, like, have you ever thought about, like, how satisfying a shit is?
I'm gonna shit on my shit.
Let's all take a shit.
Let's all take a shit, dude.
So satisfying. Whoa, is there a better feeling than this in the human umwelt, or is it?
I don't
pretty
think so, dude.
Is this the height of it?
What if we could taste our shit, dude?
Oh wow.
Well, look, I wouldn't go that far.
Hey, man, shut up, dude.
Dude.
Oh, I can like 1st and 10. Do it again. I don't even know American human football.
1st and 10. Do it again. 1st and 10, do it again. You want to step outside, dude?
Yeah, you want to go?
Oh, thank goddesses. That was awful. Wow. How long was that, 10 years?
It felt like an eternity, yes. But thankfully we're back.
Yes, 10 years, an eternity.
Chunt, if you were a dog, you would know it was much less than 10 years.
Is an eternity 10 years?
Wow, I got to get on Prick Talk and like let these people know what it's like to walk 10 miles in your shoes, Arnie. Man, my heart goes out to you.
Look, I don't even know what it's like to walk 10 miles in my shoes.
Arnie, I just...
This is a long way to walk.
Arnie, I think on behalf of Yusor and I... Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I just want to apologize. I had no idea the burden it was to be a human.
God, look. It's not a burden to be a human. It's just different. You're just not used to it. Your world isn't designed for the kind of mental experience that I have. That's all it is.
It was all familiar to us. Yeah. It was all familiar.
That's right. We didn't learn the lesson from earlier, Chant. We shouldn't think of it as wrong or incorrect. We should think of it as unfamiliar, even though it sucked so bad.
It was so limiting. It was so... And you know what the overwhelming sensation was that I was actually believing that all of it was real.
Yeah, not bad. Unfamiliar. Choo-choo's chow got shut down because the food was unfamiliar.
Right.
I like this. Bad is now unfamiliar.
It's a good way to go through the world.
But guys, look, just because I'm not like you doesn't mean I'm neurotypical. Like, look... In my world, I was an improviser. There's no way I'm neurotypical.
Ugh.
Oh, wow. Improv is amazing. I don't know how y'all do that.
You know about it? Arnie on Earth does improv.
Well, I did for a brief time back when improv was a thing.
Oh, is it something that you can lose? Like, do you... Is it something where... Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I get the sense that the general arc of being an improviser is pretty quickly you're like, I used to be pretty good at that. What happened?
Yes, but it could probably stick around.
No, it couldn't. Let's take a break.
So, Umvel. I still would still love to know more about you. You're so young, seeming. I don't know how old you are. I don't want to make any assumptions.
I'm 14.
14. You just seem pretty wise. Certainly smarter than any of us here at the table.
How dare you?
Yeah. I feel it's definitely not my first time around, but it's not my last time either. This journey of my soul still has a ways to go.
Oh, I understand that. I used to be a semi-angelic being who then the goddesses demanded come to Foon and become a champion to protect the innocent people from all the forces of evil. So I get what you're talking about.
Damn, sometimes I forget what an unfamiliar ass you are. And that's a good thing.
Yusidor, I was going to ask you, and I forgive me if this is too personal a question with you being a ghost right now and all, but I was going to ask you if, like, maybe I could possibly do a report on you for Ghost History Month.
Oh, I would be honored if you would do that. Ghost history is very important, and if you would like to write a report about me and my many feats in life and my great accomplishments as the premier wizard of Foon who defeated the Dark Lord, I would be honored.
Congratulations on that, man. By the way, I should have thanked you from the top. That's really something else, man.
Well, you
that's
know,
cool.
Also, Chunt and I were involved a little bit. Like, we helped kill the Dark Lord.
Yeah, too. I don't want to... Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
They did help.
Did you get away unscathed, or, you know, do you have, like, battle wounds?
I lost a finger. She finger. See?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that looks cool.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't remember that.
Yeah.
Arnie, do you have any scars or anything from your battles with the Dark Lord that,
Well, I know when you fight something like the Dark Lord, does anyone really ever leave unscathed?
Wow.
But nothing specific, just like general. You know, probably like, who knows.
Yeah, you told me afterwards you were funscathed.
Yeah. I was. I had a scar that I still enjoy.
Umvel, you say you have a report due about ghosts. Can I ask you, you're going through school, it sounds like. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A ferryman. I want to pilot and captain the ferry. I want to take people to their destination across a body of water for a coin or two. Imagine the people I could have conversations with. Imagine the exposure I would have to the types of beings and creatures and ways of seeing the world out there. The different umvelts, if you will, that, you know.
I will.
I could be... exposed to. You will? That's cool. Yeah. So I feel like I'm living up to my name in terms of like just really wanting to understand the experience of my fellow creatures and like, for instance, just experiencing Arnie Zumfeld, no matter how unfamiliar and painful and sad it was. I almost felt like the crush of late stage capitalism just really kind of like boring down on me. And also it was boring. Oh. Yeah,
very boring. Yeah. There was a point, it was so boring that we were talking about the NFL, and then I thought about the William Perry Refrigerator Perry G.I. Joe action figure.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Fun fact about Arnie, he's never had an unfamiliar hair day.
Is that right?
Oh, also, guys, we forgot to say unfamiliar boys for life.
Oh, shoot. We'll get it next time.
So, Umvel, you talked about a report on ghosts. You want to be a ferryman, which is so cool. It sounds like maybe... Do you want to help people cross a literal body of water? Or if you're working with ghosts, do you want to help carry people to the spirit realm?
Definitely to the spirit realm as well. I would like to work with people whose umvelt requires them to stay in the physical land of Foon. Mm-hmm. But also I would like to be able to ferry people. Like, I would take I've gone back and forth on my own to the Yay Havens. Have you been to the Yay Havens? It's another spiritual realm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. It's nice.
That sounds so cool. I know Brian the ferryman, who I think works on the Roxy Shores, but that's not a spirit realm.
Yeah. I have like personal goals. I would like to be able to do pull-ups. I'm on my way to a full pull-up.
Well, you've got a lot of tentacles. I think that would help.
I want to be able to do both. I want to be able to like decalfod it and also just then use my regular arms too and be able to do it in both ways.
Okay.
That brings up a question I've had. Does your human body experience squid things, or I guess I just don't understand?
Yeah, it's all connected. It's really hard for, I think, you to understand because of the limitations of you only have five senses and you live in three dimensions.
This is what I've been saying.
So think about it like this. Like, so you're applying your, the limitations of your perceptions and the language that you speak, frankly, to try to understand something that's outside of your language and outside of your umvelt. So, like, if you think about this, like, have you ever played billiards or pool, or I don't know what you call it? What's that?
Probably. I think I played pool, but not billiards. I think maybe I accidentally played billiards once, not realize. I was like, what is wrong with this pool table?
Well, like, what's that triangle called that you put all the balls in to make them go into a triangle shape when they're all together?
I think it's the rack?
Just
rack them up?
Yeah, for instance. Okay, like, so let's say, I'm sure that Chant felt this when he was echolocating a few minutes ago, but, like, basically, if you held one of those triangles from a billiards table and held it underwater, behind a dolphin's back, mind you, and it never saw that triangle, but it felt it in the water, and then you had the dolphin be like, come over here, and then you showed it a series of, like, flat visual images and say, which one of those shapes did you hear? It would immediately pick out the triangle. And it's
that
hard for you...
That can't be true. Let me shape your dolphin body, bat wings, dog head... Shape your back.
No, give him a second.
I hate it. I hate it so much. It feels awful. Sorry, Umvelt, you were saying?
It's a bat on a bat, if you ask me.
Well, it's basically like, it's hard for you because, like, I think humans also have a hard time with just, like, body-mind connection in general. Like, you dissociate a lot from your body and live in your intellect sometimes, and, like, your body ends up storing a bunch of stuff that, like, you're just keeping it there for, you know, to not look at it or whatever. I don't really have that because, like, I have a body-mind connection where not only do I have multiple brains inside all of my legs and those are communicating with a central brain, but it's not even like there is a central brain. Like, all of the brains are equal. There aren't lesser brains, but that's also working with my human body that's on the bottom of of my squid head. And so there's a, it's like a multi-process, very sophisticated thing that's happening that's probably really hard for you as a human, especially since you're probably already dissociated from your human body just simply because it's been hard for you to feel the emotional feelings that have arisen in your body because there isn't like space held for you on Earth, I don't think, for you to be able to like do things like grieve or have a broken heart or whatever. You're basically, the way you behave never matches the way you feel. Like if you lose a friend, you might be like screaming inside, but the way you're acting on the outside is with a stiff upper lip. Like basically I'm never going to be like that. So it's just really hard, like within the limitations of the English language, which I'm only using with you right now so that you understand me. I think probably Chunt and Usador are both like, they're listening to the other languages I'm simultaneously speaking. And I'm also like,
absolutely. Right. So Arnie, and another way to think about it is, you know, if I peel back my fingernail here, you can see one of my other wizard brains here in the tip of my finger. And I've got thousands of those all over the place. So, you know, it's just part of how I generate magic. And
you've got thousands of brains?
Little tiny ones everywhere.
So what's your excuse?
Yeah, and Arnie, if I rip off a face and grow one back and then rip that off and grow it back, and I hold up two faces next to my middle face, all three faces can talk at the same time.
Oh.
I love that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got to clean this up really quick. Sorry I did that. Sorry.
That's okay. Ooh. That's okay. And so fairies, is that like a trade school thing? You got to learn about boats and oars and things?
Yeah, there's a union.
Yeah.
You know, the boats are pretty, it's like a very elementary process. A boat, you know, basically is just copying a duck's body. You know what I mean? And it's like,
I guess it is.
Obviously, you know, like you can tell that like men on Earth just like looked at a duck and they were like, oh, okay. And then they, you know, and our boats are similar, you know, essentially like basically treating the water the same way an airplane treats the air. You know what I mean? Same way hawk wings treat the air.
Sure.
Arnie, I, you know how you told me all about airplanes? I sold that knowledge to some of the local universities.
Oh, no. Chunt.
I just thought they should know about it.
I barely understood what I was saying.
It's fascinating.
So many people are going to die.
No, they opened an airport in Skur. It didn't go well. They tried to build one airplane, but now it's just filled with dragons.
Funded by Peon Dusk.
So are you going to, you're 14, you're, I assume you're currently in some
in
sort of
love?
High school.
What?
Details?
You buried the lead.
Oh, yeah. Fellas, I'm in love.
Oh.
Tell us about it.
Congratulations.
You know.
No wonder you're seeing all kinds of crazy colors. You're in love. You're in love.
Yeah, do you see colors too and you're in love?
Sure.
Yeah. It's basically, you know, you got the regular, like, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, thinking about them, like, multiple times a day, you know, trying to craft poetry, poesy.
Ooh, let's hear some.
Anything.
Poesy. Right. Did you say poesy?
Yeah. Do you prefer poesy or?
Is that poetry in the water?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we hear some poesy?
Yeah.
My lips are talking, but boy, I've forgotten. But now
Arnie, this is what it sounds like to speak underwater.
If you could perceive that, Arnie, that was a very beautiful poesy.
Incredible.
I basically said what lips my lips have kissed and where and why I have forgotten and what arms have lain under my head until the morning, but the rain is full of ghosts tonight. Oh, like you, Isidore, that tap upon the glass and listen for a reply. It went on and on.
Yeah. Now, may I?
Preferred the underwater version.
Well, the underwater version's never going to rhyme, but, like, I think it's actually, like, more sophisticated poetry doesn't rhyme, so...
Yeah, sure. Arnie, what rhymes with blah, blah, blah,
blah? Huh?
Blah, blah, blah?
Shit. Damn it.
Okay. All right, you're right. Sound like you said butthole, but anyway.
And real quick, Usador, not to, like, ask you too personal a question, but, like...
No, please.
Real quick, what kind of ghost are you?
Ooh. Oh, you know, I'm an unsettled spirit because I still have business here in Foo.
Ah.
Yes, so, you know, not quite a poltergeist. I'm not, you know, around to cause trouble. eventually I'll you know, finish what I was meant to do, and then I will be at my final piece.
Umvel, are you, I mean, I know your options are limited, but are you going to go to the Orr Regional University, or are you?
Definitely. I mean, I have plans for that. Like, if I can get a scholarship, you know what I mean? I might have to, like, do some extra applications, stuff like that. But, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, it's tough to be like, am I going to go to ORU or are you, you know?
Definitely. You know, and I...
Well, that's I thought why you were saying... I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt, Umvelt. But I thought you were saying Orr, like for a fairy. Are you going to Orr University?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
And for the most part, I'm just... it's not convenient to fall in love right now, to be honest with you fellas, because I don't want that to affect my decision about where to go. You know, there are a lot of clams in the sea and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, but the heart wants what it wants. That is assuming that you have a heart.
This particular clam has really like snatched the strings of this heart. Do you know, like,
snatched clam?
They have like
two in the ink and one in the ink.
1,000 different eyes, you know, all along their ridge, and you know, just like
so they're like, my eyes are up here and over here and over there
all the time. Yeah. I get so sick of it. I'm like, where do I look? You know what I mean? But it's cool. It's cool.
It's gotta be hard, being a shapeshifter and having been many nautical creatures. It's gotta be hard to date a clam since they're always kind of, the ones I know are usually propelling backwards. So it seems like they're always making you chase them, or kind of one shell out the door.
Playing games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Squid games.
Yeah.
Well, clam game.
But, I'm sure Arnie knows about this. Like, Arnie, have you ever, like, backwards skated at a roller rink?
Not well, but yeah.
Well, you'd ruin that roller rink. You should be ice skating on a pond.
That's kind of what it's like to try to, like, dance with a clam, you know? They're just skating backwards, you know? And I just keep propelling myself forward, which is easy to do. I got eight legs and 2 tentacles, you know what I mean? So they can back up and back up all they want. I just keep A, asking for consent to move forward,
sure,
and B, moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
My mom has been really into the whole consent thing, man. Like,
sure.
Really into consent. And you know, I used to always be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she just is like, you know, ask.
Right? Yeah.
Ask.
Now, may I ask, does this particular clam that you have your many senses on have a name? Because it'd be lovely to have you back on the show sometime and maybe have them with you.
Yeah. Do you know Sublime? It's them.
Sublime the clam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Sublime. They're,
that's a bit of a jam clam, right?
Yeah. Like, I think, you know, pretty 90s, you know, got a lot of, like, he never wears a shirt, tatted out, stuff like that. But kind of, like, happy, catchy, earwormy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very catchy. Now, I've only heard, I guess I only have heard of them once. Just kind of the one thing.
Just a one hear
a
wonder.
One hear wonder. Yeah, and I wonder why that is. I'm sure I should have heard of them more, but
I could introduce you. I could, like, I'll send you some stuff when we get off of here. Please. Do I have your ball? What's your ball? What's your name on the ball?
I'm trying to stay off the ball.
It's addictive.
You know, I have heard of them one other time. Maybe this was them. Is there like dogs barking beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I've heard it twice.
Oh, wait, no, you might be thinking of, like, I've been caught stealing once when I was 5.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm thinking.
That clam that's always doing that. I enjoy stealing.
Is that Sublime?
No,
once again, you know what it is. Chun's thinking about a porno that he watched.
Oh, really? Chun, are you into porno?
I mean, you know, okay, listen, sometimes you're on your ball, right? And you hold your ball for a little too long, and then you get excited, and you're like, well, what else is on here, right? And so you're just kind of poking around on the ball, and things come up. It's not like you were searching for it, but if something comes up, I'm going to watch it. And then dogs barking, I'm like, well, they know what time it is. It's porn time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, was that Jane's Addiction?
Yeah, do you know that clam? Jane's Addiction is not a bad clam.
Well, it's been wonderful having you on, Umveld, and I hope that you come back and visit us again, and I hope that things continue to go well with Sublime, and I hope that things go well at Fairy Trade School for you.
Thank you so much, and I'll be in touch so that I can use you for my report. I mean, this might be like the thesis I get to graduate on, so yeah, no pressure, but it's pretty cool to be in tight with a ghost, you know what I mean?
Well, also, you could get, if you need a letter of recommendation to get into school, I think Arnie, would, as the greatest warrior in Foon, that'd be pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, Arnie would... I mean, I know asking for a letter of rec is like asking somebody to do like a half day of work for you for nothing, but...
No, I won't spend that much time on it. Yeah, if you need one. I mean,
I could just give you some keywords and you could put it in AI, really.
How about you write it and then Arnie will sign it?
I'll sign it. Well, you know what? You sign it and I'll just... I'll look it over and I'll give it a thumbs up.
Okay, cool. I'll put your thumbprint on it. That'd be cool.
Even better.
Okay,
well, cool. I'll give it a thumbs up. Arnie, you blink twice. See, that wasn't so unfamiliar. You just had to ask. It never hurts to ask.
And Arnie, thank you so much for letting us walk a few miles in your shoes, man. And I feel like it really helped us have a greater understanding of like the sensory experience you're having moving through, you know, I don't know, your world, our world. Also, I did just want to ask, Chunt, when you were echolocating, were you looking at our organs and skeletons? Because that's kind of intimate.
I got to be honest. I tried not to, but I just couldn't. I couldn't help but stare right at Usador's thumbs. He has so many brains just stacked on brains on brains on brains on brains. All the way down.
My spleen.
I would like to taste one of your brains, to be honest, dude. Taste right, a thumb brain on my way out?
Sure, yeah, I'll just rub it on your skin here.
Yeah, this is getting weird.
Oh, wow. I like it.
Hmm, brain on the skin.
I like it. It's like an elderberry or like a juniper. What is that? It's almost gin-like or some.
Yes, it's soaked in gin for sure.
Nice.
Taste the brain. Wasn't that a discarded slogan for Mountain Dew Code Red? Which I still think was an ingenious grassroots marketing campaign for a few good men. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Umveld the Squid Kid was played by special guest Holly Laurent. Learn more about Holly at hollylaurent.com. And listen to Mega, her beloved improv comedy podcast set in a megachurch. To learn more, visit megathepodcast.com. And check out their upcoming live show in L.A., Friday, March 17th at Dynasty Typewriter. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Tiny, childlike beings like all the people living on that dandelion that only the elephant could hear. I'm talking about people like Dan Coffey, parentheses, son of Billy Yum Yum 2x2. Oh, here we go. No one can just enter their name, put a Google form in front of someone and they turn into James Joyce. Okay, Troy Thick Thighs, no lie there, folks, I've seen those thighs and we are talking redwoods. Christopher Towler, Dave Etchinson, parentheses, sounds like Etch-a-Sketch, I got it, Dave, Ray Hawley III, J.R. Henderson, Chelsea M., Jeff Baker, Bridget Porter, Aaron Navage, rhymes with savage, buy me a cocktail and try not to ravage, Patrick Connolly, Taylor Williams, and Funkasaurus Rex. How do those tiny arms reach the turntables? Patrons get a seemingly inordinate amount of time spent on their names during this broadcast, as well as ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Last week's patron-only exclusive was episode 2 of Shadow City, a heist in a gritty superhero world, DM'd by Anthony Birch of Dungeons & Daddies. People seem to really love episode 1. Well, people say a lot of things. But here's a clip from episode 2.
All right, roll deception. You're acting big for the guy on who's watching the security cameras.
All right. I got an 8.
Okay. So I'm not going to say whether that succeeded or failed because okay. It's a person that's not on the scene who's watching you. I wouldn't be confident if I were you, but
the good thing about a Crusher, full of confidence.
Great.
I sort of roll my eyes and be like, all right, come on, let's go to the vault. Taking him as my hostage, but cool. Clearly a little annoyed.
Great. So you go down the elevator, down a couple floors, and it spits you out in into a long lobby leading to a big ass Batman ass safe. Just a big old bunch of tumblers, big old fucking thing you'd grab like a ship's steering wheel and open. And on the hallway between you and that, there's a little door that leads off to the side. And standing in the doorway, holding a rifle at the open elevator door, is a guard with an M16. And I'm going to go ahead and roll and see if you even got the right kind of guard costume. Yeah, it's not even close. The colors aren't even right. You got a sexy guard costume from Spirit Halloween. No.
I accidentally got a Guardians of the Galaxy costume.
Yeah, you just dressed like Groot.
Fan art, please.
The thing about clips is they end. To hear the rest of that episode and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Ugh, by the end, this podcast is going to be all Patreon names. I know it. I just try to keep up the pace.
Quite effective, Tim. Well done.
Tim, yes, thank you. But Director Ward, where are we going with this?
I'm glad you asked. We've kept Hank at bay. Now it's time to go on the offensive. This will be tricky, Tim, but when we're done, the universe will be secure. I just need you to do one thing.
Sure, anything.
See this book I'm holding? I just need you to throw it away.
That looks like a library book.
It is. Just take it from my hand and drop it in the trash.
Well, it is John Grisham's The Partner. No one's gonna miss it, but I don't know.
It's the only way, Tim.
It just seems wrong. We're supposed to return library books.
Of course you are, Tim. Normally. But what's more important? Your tiny, limited sense of right and wrong? Or the universe?
I'll trash the book.
Very good, Tim. Very, very good.
Not today, plucky Southern lawyer.
Are there any famous clams on Earth?
Clam cook.
Oh, yeah. That's I think I've heard of clam cook. That's a vibe. Clam cook's
also,
a vibe.
Also clam jam.
Clam margera.
Or just the band Fish? They suck.